It is 5:07 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And, you know, there have been many initiatives to try and get aid to the rakyat, especially as the MCO and the FMCO is wearing on. But there have also been a lot of difficulties in doing so quickly and perhaps most importantly, safely. So we wanted to highlight, I think, some individual initiatives that have popped up. And Subang MP Wong Chen has actually come up with a contactless welfare aid program.
So it's quite a nifty system, really, because it makes use of facilities that many of us already use. So it involves purchasing 99 SpeedMart shopping vouchers and posting it to families. So Wong Chen is actually working with 99 SpeedMart because most low-cost areas have one. And essentially, that contactless part is the most significant because of the times that we're in, right? So doing it this way fully complies with the MCO. Recipients don't have to come to the MP's office and there are no transport or logistical issues involved in terms of having to transport food baskets or other kinds of material, for instance. And no potential for markup on goods or corruption in terms of the items being tainted and so on.
Yeah, and 99 SpeedMart participating in this is interesting in part because there is also a separate initiative for them to assist with people who have put up the white flag, right? So I think that starting to think about ways in which retailers can get involved, particularly retailers with as wide a reach in as many neighborhoods, is definitely a good step. And also, importantly, this idea of not having transport or logistical issues. I also just wanted to highlight the really good and important work that courier services have been doing, whether it's Post Laju or other folks. I see the trucks kind of, I've been working from home this week and I've seen the trucks zooming past on a daily basis. And just in terms of frontliners doing good work, they're definitely there. So the combination of all those things in one program, of having things delivered, I think, expediently, and also of thinking of ways beyond just food aid and having to collect all that food, repackage, send out. I think it's interesting.
So the other thing I thought about is, of course, the fact that not every family needs the same kind of food aid. Not every family buys the same kinds of groceries. So I do feel like this also places a certain amount of flexibility and autonomy on the hands of the recipients. You get the vouchers, you can go out and purchase the things that you need for your family. And that was one of the criticisms that the Pamulih Packages food aid program got, right? Because they had the 13 types of food items which MPs could spend on to do food aid programs. And that garnered criticism because it wasn't necessarily taking into account different sorts of needs.
Yes. So, for example, can you meet the needs of different families, some families being bigger than others, needing different things? That 100 ringgit per food box also means that with the 300,000 allocation, only 3,000 families would end up receiving aid. And if you look at the size of some of these constituencies, right, and I'm thinking in some ways of the one that I am in, if you think of Damansara, and just imagine the amount of people who live within it, if you know the population, then I think you begin to understand exactly how large the problem is, in no small part because I know we blithely throw terms around like B40, but as we've been repeatedly saying, that line is increasingly blurred and we don't really, it's so difficult, I think, at this point to keep track of which households are actually falling further into that category of needing aid.
I particularly like this approach of doing it because it actually thinks about what would be convenient for the person receiving the aid as well, choosing locations or stores that are more likely to be in the areas. And as we know with 99 SpeedMart, there's one in most neighborhoods. And so I like that. I like the fact that even the ones wanting to give out the aid don't necessarily have to worry about exactly all of those things, how to package things, how to send them out. So it really feels like something that perhaps needed someone to think of it. But once it's in place, I'm like, why didn't more people think of this?
I'm also thinking about recent remarks about if we give you sardine, don't ask for chicken. Mm. And I think that something like this actually gives people the ability to choose based on the fact that even if you are having difficulty putting food on the table, it might not change the fact that your children only eat certain things. And so, you know, giving people the ability to choose and giving people really some form of agency over something as basic as shopping for food, mm-hmm. which under normal circumstances would have been an everyday, a weekly activity, I think is so crucial. So, today we are talking about perhaps, you know, different ways of thinking about getting food into households. This is coming after Subang MP Wong Chen has come up with a contactless welfare aid program, essentially sending out 99 Speed Mart shopping vouchers to families. We want to know, A, what do you make of this? But also, aside from food baskets, perhaps what other forms of aid would be helpful right now? We're taking suggestions. Call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at FM Radio. After this, we will of course be speaking with Wong Chen, who is the Member of Parliament for Subang. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Balming frustrated minds, BFM 89.9.
It is just about 5:14 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. We are talking today about perhaps, you know, different ways of thinking about getting food into households, about getting aid to the people who need it. This is coming as Subang MP Wong Chen has come up with a contactless welfare aid program. We will be speaking with Wong Chen very shortly, but we also wanted to know, what are your thoughts on this? And also, what other forms of aid could we be thinking about? What other forms of aid might be helpful right now? Call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And now joining us is Subang MP Wong Chen. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Hi guys, how are you guys doing? Good?
Good, thank you.
Reasonable, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
So what are things like in Subang at the moment? What are you hearing from your constituents?
Now, we do run a shoestring office at the moment. So we're getting calls in and my officers are on standby, even though they're not in the office. We get the usual calls about travel restriction, like some kid wants to go to the UK to study. What does he need to do? We have complaints about vaccination, complaints about, you know, being forced to work by employers. That is great. That's quite sad. But on welfare, we have sporadic cases. We've got a couple of, you know, white flags flying around, but not tremendously a lot.
So how many underprivileged and poor families would you say are there in your constituency?
We have about 300,000 people in Subang. That means Subang Jaya and Kinara. About 10% are relatively poor. Yeah, because Subang is very middle class and also very family oriented. So the way we look at it is the typical Subang family size is about 4. So we're looking at about 7,000 households which are relatively poor. And the hardcore poor from that group is about 2,000.
And how much does it cost to feed a family?
Well, if you just use a simple rule of thumb, a person needs to survive on 20 ringgit a day, right? So that's food and a bit of electricity bill, whatever it is, but about 20 ringgit. So you need about 600 a month. So a family of four will need 2,400 just to make ends meet every month.
So talk to us about your welfare program. What prompted you to start it off?
Okay, well, we designed this contactless welfare program out of necessity because I'm a bit worried about, you know, my officers being on the ground, giving things up because they've not, I mean, I have three officers. One hasn't been vaccinated at all, you know, and he's a young fellow, right, Ivan? The other two, Ellie and also Bala, they've had one jab and they were lucky to get the AstraZeneca lucky draw, you know? So we started looking at it and said, look, are we going to do more good by making my officers potentially sick? And if we do welfare program, the standard wave and people queue up and, you know, and they're supposed to be at home. So we started looking at how to do a proper social distancing welfare program. And we decided on the shopping voucher program, choosing Speed Mart, 99 Speed Mart first. Because we understand that in poorer areas, poorer neighborhoods, Speed Mart, 99 Speed Mart is always there. So it's easy for them. So what we do is we buy these vouchers and we send it by post laju to the recipients. And we get a verification from them, so we know that every single voucher that we send out is accounted for.
So far, how much aid has been accumulated and how much more is needed?
Well, we did about 200, 300 cases last year, right, when the MCO started. And we had no money because, you know, we're now in the opposition and we got our budget slashed. So a Buddhist group just stepped up and gave us some money out of the blue, and I don't even know them, right? And then later some of my friends donated 5,000, 10,000. So we had a decent amount of money spent. And then this year we started the program again. This time we have a bit of budget from the Selangor government. Up to date, we've done 600 families and we've spent 120,000. By the end of this year, we are targeting to hit, under our own program, 1,000 more. Yeah.
How can people sign up?
No, they don't sign up actually, but you know, because what we're lucky is that over the last 8 years as an MP, we've been collecting our own data on poor people. So we do invest a lot of time on data collection and data analysis. So we have a good set of poor people, people that have always come up, asked for donations, asked for all sort of support. And then we also, luckily, we had a good a new Jabatan Kebajikan Masyarakat manager in our area. And he's been extremely kind and he has decided to share some data with us. We've shared our data with him, so we've been scrubbing a lot of data, you know, to make sure there's no overlap. And based on that, we have now on paper about 2,000 families that we know need aid. So we don't really encourage people to walk in per se, but there are walk-ins, of course, right? Not during the MCO. And we will interview people. And sometimes we get messages from community leaders and counselors who refer cases to us. But those are really in the minority. We're just lucky to have a good set of data to support our constituents.
Wong Chun, I would just wanted to know, you know, if you could get into the data itself and what the criteria would be to make someone eligible.
Okay, so over the last 8 years, what we do is we get about 100, 200 walk-ins a year. Yeah? So they come and then we interview them. Now, there is a technique to interviewing whether a person is poor or not. But if they come with their gold bangles, they're actually very poor because they dress up to see the MP. If they come with a torn shirt, they're most likely pretending to be poor. Yeah. So we've developed this technique over time. And then what we do is we gather this and then we interview and we also check the address. And then, you know, we do our best to make a good estimate whether they are really desperately poor. Yeah. So that's how we do it.
So we have a pair of messages, both kind of asking or pointing out the same thing. And I'll just read them to you and you can
respond. Sure, go ahead.
So we have Yo who says, playing devil's advocate, the issue with giving vouchers is perhaps some abusive ketua rumah may sell the vouchers to buy cigarettes or alcohol or drugs and leave the family starving. This happens a lot actually in abusive families. And Durga is also saying, can they use the vouchers to buy alcohol or cigarettes? I'm just
no.
asking.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, there we go.
Yeah, the answer is no. Because the vouchers that we buy, it's either Giant or 99 Speed Mart, there's a stamp on it that says cannot buy cigarettes or alcohol. So in the event where it ends up in the hands of a abusive parent who then uses the money for something else, that's just beyond our control. But we do know that the poor generally, when they come to our office, they genuinely want to help their family members. So I would say that's very, 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 very small as a percentage.
And if people want to contribute to this cause, how can they get involved?
At the moment, you know, we only have three offices, so we cannot handle a lot. I mean, to do that 600 cases, we have to make two phone calls. So each of my offices have made 200 calls at least, you know. We got to first call them and check whether the address are still the same. Second is after they've used the voucher, we want them to send a picture over of the WhatsApp so that we compile it and can be easily audited. But then they also call when they are at the supermarket and then, you know, they want to ask, hey, how to use this voucher? So we can't cope, we can't handle a lot. We are trying very hard to get some volunteers to come in. What I really envision is, you know, if people are inspired by this and another 10, 20 people want to do this, completely safe, contactless, right? Then contact us, then we can do much more. But as it is, we have a public listed company, not friends of mine, but they saw my video months ago. And through whatever, they contacted us and now they're going to give us 100,000 in additional donation to this program. So our plate is really quite full. But I would highly encourage all out there who wants to replicate this, please just contact us. We're very, very happy to teach you the way to do it and to do it in your own constituency.
You know, something that I'm curious about is that we have seen a lot of individual MPs stepping up, offering different forms of aid and programs, like what we're talking about today. Is there any collaboration or sharing of ideas between MPs going on at the moment?
For me, I try to talk to my PKR MPs, right? So, and some of them are very keen. The ones in the urban centres are trying, but they have data challenges as well. But in the rural area, the culture is slightly different and the expectations are different. So the rural areas are probably not so applicable. So we do have a dialogue that goes on, and it's informal. But, you know, PKR have a monthly, not a monthly, a weekly meeting now amongst all the MPs. And this has been going for some time. So usually people ask questions, they share things a lot around that.
Wong Chin, we have a question from a listener, Delma, who wants to know, what will you do with your 300K allocation from the Pumulih plan?
Okay, so yeah, so we've asked the ICU, the Prime Minister Department in Selangor, who is giving out this 300,000, whether we can use it in the same model as my contactless voucher system. We're not gonna get an answer today. It's already late, so we'll probably try to get an answer by Monday. If they say no, then what I will do is, after this Zoom thing, I'm going to have a meeting with my staff. They've been talking to Kanchara, you know, the food experts. So we're not expert in this kind of thing, but it's good that we get input from experts that's on the ground. So I hope that they will help us plan our thing logistically properly. And then after a round or two rounds or three rounds of meeting my officers, we will decide on a system. But it will definitely be the standard one where you put things inside a box as per the government instruction. But we try and do it as contactless as possible, if possible. Then, you know, it's all about logistics, planning, buying things, storing. It's going to be a nightmare for us because this is three officers and me. So four of us, we are going to be struggling, I would say. Yeah?
We also have Melvin who wants to know, why are vouchers used instead of direct cash transfers? Because the latter might give people more freedom, address different needs that they have. I assume that families would know best which areas they need to urgently spend money on.
Yeah, you can give cash, but if you give cash, again, the tendency is, you know, if you are the head of the family, you might use it immediately and not buy things. You know, the purpose of a welfare system is to make sure they buy essential goods or at least food to eat from the shops. The other one is some poor people that actually don't have a workable banking system. Yeah, they may have a bank and they are not active, ATM card missing. A lot actually use the neighbor's ATM card. You know, so things can be a bit complicated. So it's easier. You just send them the voucher to their address. They collect it. They sign off on Post Laju. They receive it. I get an audited Post Laju return sheet, right? That confirms that she's received it. So all this works better. Lah. Yeah.
More generally speaking, what do you make of this politicizing of this act of giving aid that we've been seeing happening in the last few days?
Well, you know, some people are against the idea of this, what they call welfare porn or charity porn, right? To me, you know, sometimes it is quite an issue. But you know, it's just other people have their own way of doing things, right? As long as they do it, and it really helps people, I think that's their approach. We have a different approach. We will prefer, look, we are MPs. Our job is not to give out charity. Our job is policy making, legislating, national budgets, international issues. So when we do charity work, we do it quick and efficient. If we don't get publicity for it, so be it. I mean, it's not a big issue. You know, I think our constituents understand this, and I would say that, you know, serving 600 people in the last 2 years, it's not bad.
In closing, what other forms of assistance do you think could be offered during this time?
I think the one that is quite obvious is really, you know, counselling. We've all spread all these suicides, which are obviously due to financial stress. We've got people locked in and the MCO is not working. So people have also this, you know, this cabin fever thing, right? But unfortunately, we don't have the capacity to do it. So I do hope that MPs who are more, you know, has more money or resources, or adults, in fact, in Selangor, they have a lot more money than us. They should focus more on this kind of thing. You know, it's really about community outreach. And the mayor and councillors, they've got bigger budgets. They should expand those areas.
Wong Chen, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
That was Wong Chen, Member of Parliament for Subang, speaking about a contactless welfare aid program that has kicked off. And we'd like to know, based on this, perhaps what you make of it, but also, more importantly, maybe for the rest of us, right? What other forms of aid might be helpful aside from going with food baskets and the like? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We do have some messages. I think we can do one. We have this from Adam.
So Adam says, I definitely support this program, but the problem with vouchers is that if you're given a 100 ringgit voucher, but your bill is 97, 3 ringgit is left hanging and we can't exchange it for cash. Ah, the perennial voucher with 3 ringgit left problem.
Yes, the small change issue is definitely there. I think the way to get around it typically is just to overspend slightly yes. and then pay the
Buy
2
ringgit.
Buy
something for 5 ringgit and then pay the 2 ringgit.
Yeah, this is where the, I suppose, the sweets at the cashier move is really the way to go. Keep those thoughts coming. We are talking about the fact that there is a contactless aid program, essentially where shopping vouchers for 99 Speed Mart as well as Giant are being bought and posted out to families so that they can actually decide on their own what it is that they'd like to buy with that. With that in mind, we wanted to know what other forms of aid might be useful in this time, aside from the food baskets that we've been seeing. Share your thoughts, share your suggestions. Call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.